89.3 The Current. You are listening to The Current's morning show, and around this time on Thursday mornings, Marianne Colmes from Minnesota Public Radio News joins us for the Arts Roundup. Marianne, I understand there's a theme this week.
Oh, I love it when I can put a theme together. The theme this week is museums. And, you know, I could have waited until May, which is National Museum Month, but I like to go rogue, you know, just do things a little different. And there's so many shows that are right now that might not actually be around in May when you decide to check out the museum. So
this is good timing.
Without further ado, History Center has a show, The Modern Spirit, The Art of George Morrison, who is this amazing Native American modernist painter and sculptor, drawer, printer. He does these beautiful sort of like wooden totems that are like intricate puzzle boxes, gorgeous. And then his really rich color field paintings are just like sunset on the prairie. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful stuff. So you can see a bunch of his work on display at the History Center through April 26th. So if you went for Museum Month, you'd miss it. Huh? So then at the Walker, we have the International Pop Show.
I've heard a lot about this.
You have?
Yeah.
Good.
Just from people on social media.
Yeah. So it's pop art, but it's like pop art as embraced by people in other countries and sort of reacting somewhat, you know, sometimes rather wryly to the whole notion of American pop because maybe they don't like the American culture so much. So say you might have Coca-Cola bottles that this artist wrote Yankee Go Home in white lettering so you couldn't quite see them until they went back to the facility and were refilled with Coca-Cola and then sent back out.
So it's not like the Coke that has the can that says, Sarah, pick up a free Coke.
No, it's like the clear glass bottle, and then they put that in there. So when they send it back out, you suddenly see Yankee Go Home. How'd that happen? So and there's some great pop pieces, imagery, and focusing on an international flair. So very fun. That's at the Walker Art Center.
Cool.
And then there's a lot of stuff going at the Minneapolis Institute of Arts right now because, you know, it's their 100th birthday.
Right.
Yes.
So they got stuff going on up the wazoo. So, for instance, the Habsburgs is this major show that has all of these rich, luxurious items. So if you want to sort of pretend that you're living the wealthy, lordly life, or as a king or emperor, what have you, you go through there and you see all the finery, carriages with, you know, mock-up, actual lifelike looking horses drawing them. They have all this sort of stuff that they would keep as, oh, I'm just going to buy that and put it in my study. And it's just like this gilt, amazing Nautilus shell used for pouring out beverages or something. Uh-huh. It's just incredible. That's the Habsburgs. As well as, while you're there, you might as well check out the 100 Years of Photography show, which is a photo from every year that the MIA has been in existence.
Cool.
From their collection. And it also features a lot of work by local photographers. So another cool show to check out while you're at the MIA. Walker Art Center, History Center, Minneapolis Institute of Arts. Check out your local museum. Give it a whirl. All fun, good stuff going on.
And next month is National Museum Month.
Yes.
But let's not wait around because some of these things might be gone.
Exactly. Some of these things will be gone. So go now.
Just go on over to thecurrent.org and we'll have all the details that you heard in the Arts Roundup this week. Marianne, thank you.
Always a pleasure.